Okay.
Okay.
Hey, do you want to use that quote or do you want me
to
read it?
Do it, man.
You want me to read it? Okay. Yeah. I'm not doing it in his voice.
Oh, okay.
If anyone can tell us where this quote is from, we'll send them some free swag.
Sweet.
Got it, guys.
I hope I guess it.
We are all of us always being tested, my friend. Tests make us stronger, and strength is power, and power is the point. We must pass all the tests we face or die in the effort.
I'm going to guess that was from The Dark Knight, said by Heath Ledger as the Joker.
It was brilliant line delivery. I got no clue.
Shit. Wait. Okay. All right. Hey, guys and gals. Welcome to the Asteroid Factory podcast, where nerd knowledge is on point. We are your hosts, James Von Doom.
I'm Chewie.
And you got Three Tails of Fury. Good day.
Good day, all. Today we are talking about
Chewie. Yeah, what are we talking about today?
We're not talking about Chewie, but...
We're talking about Ray Park and whether or not he should be recast in the role of Darth Maul.
For unsheathing his lightsaber on Instagram.
Allegedly. Honestly, that's what I'm going to do every 5 minutes, is just say allegedly. I don't know
how this works.
But first, we need to get to our picks of the week. Who wants to go first?
I'll go. See me in.
Okay. Yeah, Three Toes, see him in.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Doom. This is pick of the week. Are you ready?
All right, so I have I have two picks of the week. One's what? Quicker than the other. Please.
Only a son of a bitch would do more than one a week.
Please.
This is a guy who's got nine.
Uh-huh. So, Chewie, I can't remember if you bought this game, but Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3...
Okay.
I picked back up because I was reading some reviews on the game, and it turns out they dropped 3 free DLCs for the game that introduced your favorite Marvel character of all time, Chewie, Morbius, the Living Vampire.
Oh, he's in the movie. He's in the game?
He is. He's got a whole like DLC dedicated to him and Blade and the Punisher, and I can't remember who else. That's one free chunk of DLC. Then they did an X-Men one. And then they did the best one of all time, which is Doctor Doom. So, and nice. It's great. They're all free and they're all like unique. And I've had a lot of fun playing them. And I wanted to tell you about Morbius because I know he's your guy.
Oh, he's my guy, especially since Jared Leto's playing.
Jared Leto, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, but, you've pushed that game a while back, and I never picked it up. I wonder if I can get it cheap.
You might be able to, but it's Nintendo, and I feel like Nintendo never, ever discounts their games, like no matter what.
Yeah.
So, but my actual pick of the week, 110%, is, I think I picked this maybe two or three seasons ago, but it's Call of Duty Modern Warfare, ooh, Warzone. It has consumed my being. So I've been playing Call of Duty since, the furthest one back I can remember is Call of Duty Black Ops 2. With my buddies, and it was one of the greatest experiences of my life.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, birth of my son, getting married. It's probably us. Like fourth or fifth. Yeah, you're probably tied with Call of Duty Modern Warfare. No, I'm kidding. But
I was reminding you to put that ahead of the birth of your son. But no, that's cool. I understand. It's not a contest.
That's not what I said, man. So. You know, and I'm not going to lie. I mean, anyone who's played the Call of Duty games know that they've made some fucking missteps in the past. I mean, I don't even remember when it was, but I basically just cold turkeyed it. I didn't play it. I didn't buy it. I'm like, this is $60 of my money. I'm never going to get back. And this game, Modern Warfare, has done nothing but great stuff. I mean, they've done a little here and there that was kind of stupid in the launch of it, but one of the best games I've ever played, and it's got me through this pandemic. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, to be able to hang out with my buddies, you know, when I'm not podcasting, of course. Yeah. I
mean, is this the free game?
Or it is free. Well, so I have the title. I have the full title, which is like the multiplayer campaign, all that shit. But you can get the Warzone for free. Free to play, free to download. Yeah.
What's the catch?
There isn't any. It's My one buddy did it. He loved Warzone so much, he ended up buying the main title. I mean, it's a great idea. I mean, think about it. You know, Here's a taste for free.
Yeah. What do you, so what do you get with the main title? You get a campaign.
You get the campaign. You get to customize all your, I mean, it's, yeah, it's everything. And it's, I think you might actually be able to get that now for $40 or $50. So it's gone down a couple bucks, but it is just, it's like electric heroin. I don't know how else to describe it. It's, and they just dropped season 5, and that is another free to play. So these seasons come out, and this is kind of where they get you. If you do want to kind of enjoy the season, I don't know. Have you guys ever played the Battle Royale games like Apex or Fortnite?
No.
So every couple, like every month or two, they release a new season, which includes a bunch of new shit, new characters, new guns, new all that stuff. Well, that's where they get you, Three Toes, is it's $10 every season if you want to get the battle pass.
So is this something like, I heard the kids' baseball practice, there's something about cars being released for Fortnite. Do you even do Fortnite? Do you play that?
I played Fortnite maybe for a month.
Okay.
It was too cartoony for me.
Right.
Like, don't get me wrong. You know, it's an amazing game from what I hear, but I didn't enjoy the building shit. Like, I don't want to build a fucking house. Just give me a gun and let me point it at somebody. Like,
yeah, I think that was their transition to grab the Minecraft crowd. Was like, oh, look, yes, we do a little bit of Minecraft, and then we're just gonna blow shit up for a couple hours. So I'm like, yep, all right, good on you. You cracked the code. That's fair.
You cracked. Yeah, it's still like the biggest game in the world, but I think Warzone is catching up. I mean, it's huge.
Nice.
And it's the first time they're actually not gonna, I heard, do another title. I think they're going to try and maybe keep this going for the next year or two,
really?
Which is very unheard of for Call of Duty. They do it every October, like clockwork.
Well, that's probably through the transition to the next gen.
PlayStation Fizzle?
Yeah, PlayStation.
Ooh, there's been news about the 5, right?
Is there?
Please. They dropped some news today about the price.
What's it going to be?
I think it's pretty much in line with what people were saying before, which is... you have to sell one of your children.
Can I sell Three Toes?
I'm good with it, man. Hey, if you get your game, do it.
I'll let you come over on the weekends to play it.
Woohoo!
Let's
see if my new owner does.
Well, I actually saw the news article pop up that said the price has been revealed, but I didn't click on it because I wasn't too intrigued, I guess.
It was clickbait.
Chewy, come on, man. We've been wondering for months.
That's an obvious clickbait story. Like, right? Like, oh, important information. You could have put it in the title. You just said PlayStation 5 is going to cost $17,000. We all know it is, but that's fine. All right.
Well, you know what? Oh, it was just confirmed that it's not real. See? That's why I don't click on shit, because... So
the PlayStation 5 isn't real? They're going for a 4.2?
Yes, exactly. Excellent. No, hey, the price leak is not real.
All right. Hey, Doom. I'm surprised. I'm inventing that word. Shocked and surprised. Surprised. Your pick of the week isn't the Transformers cartoon.
I'm not in love with it.
I
watched the first episode, and it's... I was expecting a little bit more of a grittier, mm-hmm, like, adultish thing, but they went with TVY7, and I was just like,
I just started this morning. It popped up in the feed, and I'm still knee deep in Umbrella, but I did start it. I started watching it, and the animation at the first battle, cool. Then when they kind of started talking, I was like, all right, they're kind of making them a little bit more human in their interaction. I mean, you have to do something. So I can't even begin to judge, but I think if it is that rating, I'll probably watch it with a kid, and I'll circle back. Yeah. We'll see.
I think Gage would be great.
Just watch Bumblebee with him.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
Dude, Three Toes, get on it. It's like 99 cents on Vudu.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I own it. And like, I probably multiple copies that I bought from Redbox. But also, Doom, I did like how you leaned in on that one. You went, yeah. it was a little more than enthusiastic. Kind of creepy enthusiastic. I'll take it. All right.
You're welcome. Yeah,
cool. We are all over the boards.
Okay, so Doom, is that your pick completed?
Picks.
Okay.
Get on it.
Okay, so Doom, how much Three Toes is too much Three Toes, do you think? I don't think anyone knows. Let's just get another scoop of Three Toes, I guess.
That was me digging into the ice cream of Three Toes. It wasn't anything sexual.
Another scoop? Awesome. I always felt metaphorically like the banana split of the group. And here's my banana. Whoa, guys. Come on, guys.
Save that for later, Three Toes.
Guys, come on. Family show. All right, my picks, because why would I pick one? I have a lot, but I'm going to circle around a couple YouTube clicks to pick. I feel like I do a lot of that lately, but I spend a lot of time on YouTube looking for short attention span stuff. I did forward it to you guys, and I know for a fact, actually, I think you both watched it, but I know Doom responded pretty quick. There's another channel, just like a couple weeks ago, I said I was really liking the Manitowoc Minute channel, which is very funny, very hilarious.
Indeed.
Found another one, and so it turns out YouTube has just a ton of content providers. Did you know that? And I think some people actually make a living at it. It's weird. It's like a whole, I'm on the ground floor of this. So I think there's probably just a poop ton of really funny, really creative, probably very rich based off of view count people out there. And I found another one. His name is Gus Johnson. And my gateway God. Videos was a friend who always carries a knife. So that's something Google, Gus Johnson, friend who always carries a knife. And the other one that he just recently dropped was how a shotgun is used in every movie. And so it's just another, he does these short jump in, jump out videos, but his editing, his writing technique, and those two videos in particular, and I mean, part of it is guilty as charged. I happen to be the friend with a knife.
I gotta say it. How many rounds you got left? I got 47 more goddamn rounds in this 4-round magazine.
just to be opening like 15 seconds of the shotgun video.
It's phenomenal.
All the guy's doing is just keeps cocking the shotgun. And I knew that going in, like that's an old movie trope. Like everybody always has to cock a shotgun, which is ridiculous because if you have a shotgun, it should be loaded, should be cocked. So it's, but he builds on that. And by the end, the amount of like repetition and gunfire, and the guy's like, I'm pretty sure you don't even
there's
have
no recoil on
like,
it.
No, there's none. And it's like going off on the ground. So anyway, very funny. Second click to pick is just a quick jump in and out. And I think you guys saw this too, was Quibi. Is that the place? Quibi?
Yeah, what is Quibi? Quibi?
I thought it was like just another like TikTok, but I have, actually, I think it's more they make content in short, very,
it's
very
like 10-minute
story
episodes.
Formats. Yeah, and I think they're trying to back it with celebrities, this being an example. And I have really no interest in the site or what they're offering, but they did drop for free on their YouTube channel a Princess Bride tribute. And it's made with a montage of celebrity actors recreating scenes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Princess Bride, all-time favorite movie, one of the most perfect movies in the world. Fuck anybody who tries to remake it. Just fuck them. But this...
Right in there. Stupid asses.
Exactly. Well, hey, too far. Too far. What? Go back to my banana. So, but they did... and this is just another... They probably threw a bunch of money at celebrities to be goofy. But I highly suggest viewers watch it because it's like 10 or 15 minutes long and don't read the credits. Just go in because you think when you're going in, it's just going to be the two first characters, but they throw in some serious star power and you can tell everybody loves the movie because they're like totally selling it. Yeah. So very quick, that's a good one. Quibi, Princess Bride, home movie. And the last one is, I could talk about this one for about 10 podcasts. Have we ever talked about my love/obsession with the movie Almost Famous?
No.
Probably not.
Such a good movie too.
So it is, and it's someday I'll be happy to really go down that rabbit hole with you guys of how probably no single movie in my life can I think of where it has triggered like my OCD nerd compulsion factor to just dig deep and deep, deep. I got pulled back into it recently, and that's my click to pick is we all know and have talked about how Josh, what's his last name? Who's the guy who did all the reunion videos?
Gad.
Yeah, Josh Gad had done all those reunion videos. He's kind of started something, and now there's a lot of other people doing it, and I think they're kind of under the radar. So if you start digging, you're going to find other reunions out there. In this case, Rolling Stone magazine brought together three or four of the cast 20 years later and did an hour discussion on Almost Famous. And God damn it, it's amazing. It's so good. They got Billy Crudup. They got Cam Crow. They got Penny Lane. Goldie Hawn.
Kate Hudson.
Kid Hudson, amazing. And they got the kid who's now grown up and can't even recognize Patrick Fugit. But they tell stories, and Cameron Crowe, I think, really lets his guard down a little bit on his history with some of it. And all it did was just spurred me to go back and revisit the movie and revisit all of its influences. So it's just another one of those really cool things that come out of this where you would never get these people in a room together, and they probably don't have a lot of interest in it, but it's a very easy way to create content. And my favorite thing of all time, like DVD bonus features. So, and it's a great watch. So for fans of the movie, cursory fans of the movie, watch it. For the people who haven't seen that movie, you have to. Like it's hard for me to ever really force something on somebody, but this one, everyone on the planet should see.
Yeah, you had a good point about how Josh Gad probably, or did start something. He started a craze where even lower level YouTube stars are starting to like gather up reunions. Doom, you know, ProZD from YouTube that the guy that does the anime voices,
mm-hmm.
and he does those like really short clips on YouTube. If you go to his channel, I was looking at his channel last night, and he has a bunch of different reunions from different jobs that he's worked on where he does voiceover work for video games and like animes. So like you start to see this thing like trickle down from, I mean, you see like Frozen get together, or you see Ferris Bueller's Day Off get together, but now you're seeing like even like smaller TV shows get together and like and do these interviews. It's kind of crazy that people didn't think of this before, and this just probably was the push that people needed to start using this technology to do these really easy reunions. Cause I mean, like how easy is it for people just to schedule a time on their calendar to go over to the computer at their house and kind of get online with everyone?
I mean, aside from the three of us, probably pretty easy.
Yeah, pretty easy.
There was and you know what, there's a way to do it. I just went in this last week and I just Googled, I went into YouTube and just started searching for words like reunion in a short period of time because it's massive. But yeah, things are popping up. There was like, I found, was it Comedy Central? Somebody did, could have been them, a reunion of the Hannibal TV show, which I want to check out because I really was into that for a minute, a hot minute. I think there's a Sandlot reunion or Sandlot documentary somebody made kind of like low key. So there's a ton of stuff out there. The San Diego Comic-Con had some of that. It's neat and it's cool. And it's disposable in terms of like, you just kind of go in and you revisit with these people and you get maybe a couple nuggets that you didn't know about that person or that movie or that experience. But yeah, I enjoy it. So yeah. All right. Yeah. That is my stoof. Did I think I'll hold back on some others.
Yeah. Did any of you guys see Ryan Reynolds crash the X-Men?
Yeah. The X-Men one.
And if you haven't seen it, you have to see it because you see a bunch of the actors, kind of talking about the X-Men, and then Ryan Reynolds pops in and then they all kind of start dropping off.
Yes. They all drop off until he's left with just, what's his name? Wolverine, yeah. Which is hilarious. Cause they're running joke that continues.
Oh yeah. Who wants to see me in?
Tell him you can do it.
I guess it's me. Chewy's pick of the week.
Thank you for that lovely intro.
It's always very
Hey, I'm trying not to be too sexual here, so I really don't, you know, we got banana split down below and we got unshielded lightsabers. We got
Scoops of three toes,
which that is never going to leave my brain. I'm just two scoops of fruit down there.
An intro like that always brings me to a humble place. This is the first time I'm actually bringing a number of them to the table. And I'll burn through two real quick just so I can get to my third. First one is my excitement to watch The Tax Collector tonight. We actually are going to be renting it for the full price of probably $40 or whatever they're going to be charging for it.
I mean, easily the biggest Shia LaBeouf fan that I know.
Well, I'm the biggest Shia LaBeouf fan on this podcast, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
But I'm really pumped up about it because I really do like David Ayer as a director.
What's he done?
Suicide Squad.
The best movie ever. No, he did like Training Day.
Fury. Oh, I like Fury. That.
I just watched Fury for the first time.
Oh, that was your first view?
That was my first viewing a couple weeks back. And
great movie. We saw that in theaters, man. That was a great movie.
And
that
I have got to see this shit. I've never seen it.
That movie punches you in the gut probably five or six times. Yeah, great cast. So I'm super pumped up about that. So hopefully I'll have the sad thing is that, you know, I start scrolling through social media, start scrolling through Google News feed, and people are already giving it a terrible review. But that actually kind of gets me a little more excited about it because I'm going to go into it not thinking I'm going to see Godfather 16. My second pick kind of ties into my real pick is a YouTube channel called Girlfriend Reviews. So Girlfriend Reviews is a guy and gal who live together. And the premise is that it's the girlfriend who reviews what it's like to live with her boyfriend playing the video game. They do an amazing job and they have some of the best video game reviews on the internet. I was finally able to watch a video game review for The Last of Us 2 last night after I finished the game, hint to my pick of the week. Her boyfriend actually writes the reviews and then she performs the reviews and then he edits the reviews and he does some amazing stuff with the editing. It's not just someone reading a review in say, looking for engagement through the camera. This is someone who is actually editing some really cool videos to go along with the reviews. So I can't talk enough about girlfriend reviews on YouTube. They do an amazing
clips,
job.
They include like clips from the game and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. There's a part in a review for The Last of Us 2 last night that is stuck in my head where he cuts scenes from The Last of Us 2 with scenes from The Dark Knight. And it made me like
full circle
roll off of my couch last night. Just like laughing. It was
Heath Ledger quote amazing. That opened. Now we're getting back to The Dark Knight. Yeah. I see why you did it.
Right. You want to know where I got these scars?
So
GameStop.
Yeah, that makes sense. Actually.
Yeah, right. And I'll full circle back to that place.
Those scars will never heal for me.
So rolling into my real pick of the week, The Last of Us 2, I finished it last night.
Fucking A, buddy.
I'm not going to give any spoilers. However, it was probably one of the most impressive experiences I've had playing a video game. It does some very...
Jumping on this. This is the standing O.
Yeah, it does some very challenging things. Like, very, very challenging things. Or it asks the player to do very challenging things. So much so that I know where certain players probably checked out. And it's nothing controversial. It's choices in how they told the story, and it worked for me, and I'm very happy it worked for me. I'm always happy when things work for me that like, let's say, don't work
self-centered.
For,
ugh.
That let's say don't work for like half of the population. I'm pretty sure it's a very small minority of people that kind of stood up against this game, because this game has sold bazillions and has some really groundbreaking, crazy reviews online. But it's
total hours. How long does it tell you how long you invested in it?
So my only gripe with the game is that it still has some bugs. So there were some save bugs that had happened, while I was playing. There was one part halfway through the game where, Doom, I don't know if you've ever had this experience where I was playing and there's an autosave feature that runs in the background, and the game must have saved as I was falling to my death. So I fell to my death, and then it rebooted into me falling to my death, and it rebooted into me falling to my death. So I actually had to completely stop the application and get back into the game and start it up again. So that's my only
How did you get out of that? How did you go to a previous save point?
Well, you could always go to, like, to the beginning of the level. So
okay. Oh, you got to restart the whole.
So I lost about 45 minutes probably. So it's hard to say because I have a number of different saves that I use. Because after that point, I started saving manually like crazy, just because I didn't trust the system. I think when I added them up last night, I think I put 38 hours in.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Not too shabby.
Yeah, 38 hours of what felt like something that was transcendent between movie, video game, that it became something else. It did things that a movie can't do. There's certain things that a virtual experience can do that a movie can't do.
Make a lesbian a leading character?
No, I think they've done that before.
No, I just want to point out to our viewers that I have said nothing controversial today. I have referred to a banana in a sexual fashion, and for that I apologize to the Chiquita industry. But other than that, I have done nothing. You two,
hey, Chiquita,
keep trying to push the buttons. Just keep
pushing.
You
know what?
Them.
It's just, I don't know. That stuff still bothers me. It just does.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah,
all of the controversial stuff we have said today in the podcast is all a pre tie-in to our topic of the week, which is...
Well, I'm 100% sure it isn't, but go for it. By the way, connect those dots. Tie them together. Yeah.
Which is, should Disney cancel Ray Park for what he is claiming is an accidentally posted
video? For dipping the wick on Instagram.
Yeah. So
John Wick?
So let me give
them... John Baba Yaga.
So let me give the listeners a little bit of a background if they don't know the story already. Ray Park posted a video on his Instagram feed of his wife servicing him, and it was only up there
like
for
his car. Like, yeah. So she's like she was a mechanic.
Servicing servicing the peen. He was she was shining the porpoise head.
Yeah. You're not making things very clear, and I think it's important that you guys.
She's trying to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop.
She was
welcome to our new podcast, The Asteroid Metaphor Factory. Asteroid sexual metaphor. Sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate.
So that happened, but it was quickly taken down. So quickly that
his peen.
I don't believe.
Hey Ray, don't worry. It happens to lots of guys. I mean, never.
No, but seriously, it was taken down so quickly that I believe there's no copy to watch on.
Dude, you got a contact problem. Your eye seems to be blinking.
He's wearing glasses.
He's wearing glasses. Anyway, let's go to the clip. go ahead and roll it, Chewy. Roll the clip that we have reconnoitered from images all over the dark web.
Yeah. So now, if you look up Ray Park, to see what is actually going on with him right now, you have groups of people that want him canceled, and you want groups of people that have started petitions to save his career as Darth Maul.
Yeah. Wait, canceled?
Yeah.
So this was, it was a video supposedly of him and his wife.
Yes.
And I don't want to get too graphic, and I know I was earlier, but so what did it actually, do we see what, her, him?
So the only thing I've
seen is double-ended lightsaber. I told you I'd bring that back. Like, but legit, like, you know, how much did it actually supposedly show? Not that it matters. Not that it's any of my business.
The screen grab that that's been floating around, it's pretty much what you would find on a like adult website.
No, thank God I've never been to one. So and people want to cancel him because of this.
There's like, I think there's like a group of just like more conservative, like mothers groups that just, you know, but why would they be going after someone like Darth Maul?
I don't know. Seriously. And this one, it feels like, I mean, there's a fair amount of like the Me Too stuff, which we shouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole because of all the different angles on it. But this one doesn't feel like, I mean, it was stupid no matter how it happened, but what was hurt? He didn't do anything, did he?
The scary part of it was that immediately after posting, what happened was people jumped in with their version of what they thought the story was. And there was,
of course,
there was a hashtag revenge porn thrown out there. There was hashtag,
I heard that. Yes.
Stating that his wife was cheating on him.
But didn't they come back and basically say like they're happily married? And
yeah, the wife came back and said, we're happily married. Just drop it, everyone. And that's where the story
is. Go suck
a
dick, everyone.
Yeah.
Follow my footsteps. Oh, burn. Allegedly.
I mean, this is a very light, this is a very light step. Us talking about this is a very light step into kind of talking about like cancel culture and stuff like that. And I don't think we want to get too deep into that, but I mean, do you really think that
this is like James Gunn
hurts?
I mean, it's not just like James Gunn, but it is in the sense that, I mean, this shouldn't be a career ending thing. Like,
no.
I mean, and the fact that me and Chewie were talking about it, like, I can absolutely believe that it was an accident. Like, I have shared or gotten pictures from people that I'm sure I wasn't supposed to get because people 100%. Accidentally, like, hit a button.
Yes.
I mean, shit, when you're half asleep, you, like, wake up to a menu of your, you know, like, all the stuff you just sent video-wise. You're like, all right, well, I hope they like what I sent.
100%. And, you know, and actually, and I won't take us too far off topic, but it's very applicable to the environment today, including what we're doing, is that I was talking with my wife, and it is commonplace right now where people will mess up on Zoom calls with friends, with coworkers, and do something dumb, like they'll bring up a chat thread while they're on a group call and they're presenting, and in that chat thread they're like dissing on somebody in that call, and as soon as that shows up, so the concept of within our current environment, which is all very remote, it's all using some form of communication via things like Zoom, via IMs, via social media. The idea or the ability to fuck up is absolutely there.
The ability to
I've done this before. I wanted to send somebody a picture from my phone, and I click on it, and my big old ape fingers hit the wrong one, and I end up sending a lot of nude pictures of myself to Doom. It's accidental. Like, look, I'm doing it now. Accidental.
I requested one, not 100, sir.
What am I going to choose? I mean, just
I didn't want the album.
Take banana split. So it's
there was whipped cream involved. I can confirm that.
Allegedly.
Well, so they're saying that's the story.
Oh, yeah.
that's the story behind the posting of this video, is that it was something that he was playfully recording and accidentally posted. And can you, I mean, do you imagine someone maybe using the Instagram app to record something on accident instead of using, like, let's say your video app? And how often do you guys record this type of thing? Go on, please tell me now.
I mean,
I'll let Doom take this.
Probably. I mean,
yeah, probably.
I wouldn't say hourly, and I wouldn't say weekly, like right in the middle.
Did you say you wouldn't say orally?
Oh,
whoa, look at that. I went from hourly to orally.
But yeah, no, I think the real question here is, what has Ray Park done in the last like 15 years? I don't understand. Like he wasn't the voice of Maul in any of the animated shows.
You've turned this from defending the man and a simple mistake he made to trashing his monumental career.
Go on.
Well, that's a great point.
I sense the Jedi. I really wanted to give you a Darth Maul quote, and I can't remember a single goddamn thing he's ever said. Damn it.
When I first read this news, I mean, this kind of brings me to where I wanted to get. When I first read this news, the first thing I thought was, okay, he's never done the voice, right? I think they've had actually like a couple people do the voice, even in the movies and in the TV shows.
Well, that's right. He was dubbed in the movie, right?
Yeah.
No. What?
I'm pretty sure he was. I feel like that deeper voice was somebody else. Wasn't
yeah.
it? And you're right. Oh, my God. No, that can't be right.
David Prowse. Dude, that is a deep cut.
It was
there's like six nerds out there right now going, nice.
Guardians of the Galaxy. You remember that small little flick back in the day?
I've seen it once or 100 times.
You've seen it once? Twice. But yeah. You know the guy who says, what a bunch of a-holes? That's the voice of Darth Maul, it says.
Yeah.
What
a bunch of a-holes. Where was he? In the prison scene? Where was he? No.
With John C. Reilly. When they're like going through the mugshots or like they're walking down the line, he's like, what a bunch of a-holes.
Oh, is it the British actor?
Yeah.
He's hilarious. I think he plays the Tick.
He is the Tick.
He was Sean's
roommate in Shaun of the Dead, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Peter Serafinowicz. Peter Serafinowicz.
Peter Serafinowicz.
Peter Serafinowicz. Let me finish. Peter Baba Yaga.
Okay,
holy shit, he did the voice?
That's what it says.
So that point, take that and run with it. Do they need to have Ray Park to do anything Darth Maul live action if they were even choosing to do Darth Maul live action in the world of CGI, in a world of, hey, guess what? We could put this paint on someone else's face, and in a world where he's not even doing the original voice, find someone else that can do a spin kick and twirl around with a freaking laser blade.
Okay, I want to see. I want to see you do a spin kick with a laser
fake
blade.
Laser blade.
Ladies and gentlemen, if this is a video podcast, that shit would have killed. Ladies and gentlemen,
I mean, don't worry.
It's great because the backdrop you kind of faded in and out of, but then I just see you go down. It was a good pratfall.
Chewie's collarbone is going to be fine. Don't worry about it.
100%. Welcome to the Jackass 4.
Start me on fire. I was going for like a Star Wars kid thing there. Remember that kid?
Oh, yes. That was the first ever, ever viral.
One of top 10 of the first most viral like videos.
In the first years of YouTube and then
with chocolate rain.
How do you know those? You weren't even alive when those were popular. Seriously.
South Park's episode of the Internet Celebrities is one of the greatest I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, God, that's funny. Chocolate rain.
Do you think the Star Wars kid had a rough time in high school?
Oh, he had a... Oh, you never heard about that? Like, no. He had a... Oh, it destroyed his life. Yeah, he had to go to, like, therapy. And oh, yeah, people destroyed him. Aww. That was tragic.
I feel sorry for that little geeky nerd son of a bitch.
Yeah, I had no idea. We're talking a little bit about cancel culture.
I feel like, I think maybe afterwards he was like, hey, I was famous. Like, yeah, you were, man. You know,
yeah, but it was probably pre-monetization, so he didn't make
anything. Oh, yeah, he might have made shit.
God damn, that sucks. These days, he'd be like, he'd be a bank.
He's dead. Oh, my God.
We just told him to stick it.
Holy shit, yeah, that was November 2002.
I actually would put that in the 90s. Holy shit. That's actually, wow. I would put that like late 90s.
So all kidding aside, I mean, this is pretty light.
Fair. Oh, yeah. And so, but actually, Chewie, cut you off. So, in terms of him playing the role, I mean, honestly, you probably don't need to, but at the same time, and I honestly don't know, physically, he's probably in pretty great shape. He keeps it, but it's been a while. But I think there is there's the same thing that they do with almost every incarnation of Star Wars Live, is to give you a pepper in something that's nostalgia based, that's flashback based. And so it gives the fans something to tie into the original, and it gives you that kind of like, it's a South Park reference, the nostalgia berries. So it's probably the right move to keep him in it and to let him do it, certainly out of this thing. But in terms of, do they have to? Like, whatever the fuck they do, it better be better just than bringing...
No, you know what it is, though? Like, I mean, for me, it's like, I have such a hard time with the image that is Disney sometimes. Like, if they're going to let this dude go because of that, and now people... I'm reading more articles basically saying that these are fake screenshots. There's like, you know, which I don't know if you can fake it or not, but like, even if it's not, like, I don't think a 10-year-old kid is going to be like, I can't watch this Star Wars show because Ray Park got his dick sucked on Instagram. Like, I don't think they fucking care. I don't fucking care. No one should fucking care. Like,
oh my God, thank you, Kenny.
If anything, let's say the three of us go see, I don't know, some Obi-Wan movie or something in 3 years, and Ray Park is in the movie. The first time he pops up on the screen, guess what's going to happen between the three of us? One of us is going to look at another one of us and give a wink.
Yeah. Yes.
And you know why?
It's one wink and then the other will nod.
It's because you just said verbatim when he pops up on screen.
Oh, Lord.
So to keep it in the Star Wars universe, what I was saying was that this is pretty light fare in terms of, cancel culture and all that stuff. You have someone like Gina Carano right now going through some stuff. I don't know if you heard about what she's going through.
No.
No idea who that is.
Yeah, she's actively...
You didn't watch The Mandalorian?
Of course I did. Oh, she's the female lead?
She's Cara
Dune. Yeah.
She's great.
Son of a bitch.
So she's actively trying to weed out trolls and, just a-holes on her feed after she's posted some, racially charged posts on Instagram. And people have, tried to attack her, and she just attacks right back. So she's going through some stuff right now.
Wait, she's being the racist, or they are?
No, she's not being racist, but people are saying she's racist for things that she's posted, even though they're clearly not. So she's, instead of stepping
welcome
back...
Welcome to the interwebs.
Instead of stepping back and just letting it happen, she's actually getting out in their faces, which is kind of funny, because if anyone said anything like that to her face, imagine
she'd
what she would do.
She'd beat the shit out of
her. Kick her ass, yeah.
She would flex a freaking nipple, and they would be dead.
But that's a good example of what, Duma, you were just talking about, this image of Disney, is that... Does she have the ability to?
Right. That's probably jeopardizing her career. It really is.
Yeah.
And that's like, and I get Disney's trying to be safe in the whole thing, but like, it still bothers me what happened to James Gunn. And I'm sure it does to a lot of people, but
it's all about risk management. That's all this is.
It is
for big companies.
Well, and that's the challenge with anything that involves social media, and any comment that isn't so milquetoast that it's impossible to misinterpret. Every comment is impossible to misinterpret. I don't know. Is that a saying? I've never used it before.
Probably from the '50s, but
I think it might be. Would you guys like a phosphate? How about you go ahead and give me a nickel Werther's?
A phosphate.
Back to Werther's, and that is definitely an old school reference. Soda shop at the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean. So
the soda fountain.
You can't say or do almost anything, certainly anything that involves an opinion without, it's the internet. Everybody just lives to interpret, reinterpret, throw up, and then attack. I mean,
it's
everybody.
It's disgusting. It really is.
It's horrible. And we are the worst of it. No, we're definitely in the good, right? We don't ever do that type of stuff. So that's the risk, is you either stay off the playground or you jump on it and you end
you
up.
Fucking,
bully,
you super glue your bully. Hands to those monkey bars, bitch, or you're going to be blown off.
I feel like you and I are on a different plane with metaphors, but they're both very valid. I want to reinforce what you're saying. I want to say I hear you, and I agree.
Thank you.
So, you know what? I don't usually trust this stuff, but I'm going to take a look at it just because I want to see if Ray Park is hurting at all right now for, work.
I did search Ray Park, and the first video that popped up was him and Liam Neeson's behind-the-scenes lightsaber fight. So, maybe it's already died down, the news.
Yeah.
There you go.
His net worth, $5 million. So I think he's okay.
What? Right? He's doing all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. 5 million.
Yeah, but we know he made that money from Toad in the first X-Men movie.
Oh, see? Look at that. Look at you. Deep cuts. Deep.
So to tie a bow on this conversation, I already know the answer that all three of you are going to give to this. Would it bother you to see him, to see all this stuff just kind of get forgotten about and just see him back as Darth Maul? Or
it would bother me not to see him back as Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, again, and I am not an expert, allegedly, nor do I have all of the facts, allegedly, but everything that we've talked about, and it's the most I've heard on the case, it was a dumbass move. But no, I mean, let him have the job, let him have the role, bring him back. He's good. Do it. He's fine.
Yeah. Hold on.
This needs to go in your office.
Oh, special guest.
Hey!
Oh snap! Is that for one? Is that the prize you're going to give to me for not guessing the opening crawl song quote? By the way, I don't know the opening song quote crawl.
That's awesome, from Papa Palpatine.
It was.
Oh man, that's awesome. I hope my partner.
Seriously, Pokemon lives large in this house. Yeah. Introduce the kid to some Togepi, some Charizard. There's a big Charizard in the family. And respect. Jigglypuff.
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 So I'll respect. Tie bow on this one with a story that I actually already shared with Doom. I won't go into too much detail, but don't go and search for this video, this Ray Park video, on a other.
And let me bring up my keyboard.
Other than Google. and think you're going to find it. What you will find, though, is next level, what do you call it?
Porn?
Shoot. No. Shoot.
I had to see Three Toes' face. That's all.
It was definitely one of disgust and disappointment.
Sure it was.
No. What do you call the adult movies where they satire? Parodies. Porn parodies. There's some.
See, I was half right. I was 50% right.
That's all you'll find. You're just going to find a whole bunch of Star Wars porn parodies out there, and none of them star and none of them star Ray Park's double ended.
That's the deep dive research you did for the topic today. I commend thee again. Standing up.
So, does anyone have a fast food field file for the week?
I'll throw one in.
What have you been consuming?
Do it Three Toes.
I'm going to throw one in. It's been a while for me. And this is everyone that's listening, you guys both included, like, duh. But I haven't freaking been to a Chipotle for 100 years. We went this week. God damn, they're good. I like Chipotle. Yeah. So that's my pick.
What the fuck?
See?
So,
like, legit, how often did you guys ever go?
It's been a while for me, yeah.
Right? We used to go, like, once every other week. Or so. Jesus, nice. However, yeah. However, with the quarantine, we actually haven't been there since March.
Dude, you know what I'm a big fan of, and I never thought I would be, is the bowl. Love the bowl.
Oh yeah, the bowl's the better.
Love the bowl. You guys turned me on to the bowl.
Spin it up, man.
Where's that place we went when there was pre-COVID? We went to like some place that had the bowls, and we got bowls. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Rhodey's amazing. Yeah, that's another. I don't know if that counts. It's probably not global, but
if Rhodey's, we're throwing restaurants out, yeah. I'm going to throw out Knopf Knopf Grill. It is phenomenal, and I think Chewy, yeah, you said I should try it months ago, yeah, and I never did, and then a fucking pandemic hit and I was like, you know what, yeah, I'm gonna try it now, and it's amazing.
Rhodey is like a Middle Eastern Mediterranean Chipotle that's wearing like clothes that have been laundered and
like a polyester suit
and pressed. Yeah. Knopf Knopf is that person's like younger brother who's wearing like a t-shirt that he picked up off of his floor. I have no idea where I'm going with this.
Anyways.
Not to you, but yeah, it's a cheaper version.
Well, it's dirt. No, it's actually better if you want something that hits harder.
Oh, yeah. I feel like Rhodey is, it's good, but it tries to be fancy.
Rhodey's fancy. Yeah, Rhodey's fancy.
Knopf Knopf is just, hummus, pickles, and shit.
Oh, like, dude. Yeah. So, and actually, Doom, I was going to tell you, you're not too far from, there's a near, what was it? Barrington Commons, Barrington Arboretum. There's a Pita Pita. Have you been to that?
Yes, I have not.
Dude, We hit that one every so often because there's nothing out by us that's like got this kind of style food, which to me is like I'll eat hummus and falafel all day long. Yeah. It's pretty good. It's definitely so Naf Naf. Is Naf Naf a chain?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
All right, I'll Naf look Naf. It up.
There's one by Woodfield Mall. That's the closest one to me.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Take three.
Listen,
guys and gals. Thank you, share. Son of a bitch.
Go.
Guys and gals, thank you for listening. Check out AsteroidFactory.com. There you can find more information about this episode and all of our episodes. And then you can leave us a voicemail that we may just play in a future episode of the podcast. Three toes. Three toes.
Oh, got it. Boom. Baba Yaga. Listen, share, and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any podcast app of your choice. Clock icon. If you like the show, please tell your like-minded friends anything you can. To spread the word is going to help us. And you know what's going to help us do?
Take over the world. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for up-to-the-minute coverage of what we geek out about. And don't forget this week, watch a movie, read a comic, and do some gaming. I'm Chewy.
I'm Three Toes Fury.
And I'm James Von Doom. Remember, until the robots rise up, put your ankles in it.
Wow.
There's no Disturbed a lot on this podcast.
Well, I'm going to get
it. Don't you ever forget that.
Someday I'm going to get the Drain Man.